We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I don't want you to misunderstand me. I just want to say what's on my mind. No need to hit me with an attitude. Because I haven't got the time.
Chicago is not your artist of the day on this Tuesday throwback to the 80s. Your artist of the day is one of the most 80s albums of all time, and it is strictly Chicago 17. Not playing anything off of 16, 18, 19, well, at least not at the top of the hour. Might get some other Chicago hits in here later on.
Good afternoon. There's room enough here for two.
Oh, there is room enough here for two. Yeah. Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hey, Patrick Mahomes. I got my eye on you, kid.
Get your own look, Mahomes.
Yeah. Why don't you quit stealing my getup? Have you guys seen the latest cover of GQ with our boy Patrick Mahomes?
It's awesome.
He stole my look. I've been doing that for 15 years.
The article is titled, How Patrick Mahomes Became the Superstar the NFL Needs Right Now.
That's not what I saw. All I saw was somebody stealing my look.
The face of the league. There are a lot of expectations on this young man, and we are so happy that he lives here, that he plays for us.
He obviously shops at the same place as I do.
And that clearly...
Oh, yeah. If you would like to check out the Who Wore It Better...
He is a fan of Scott Parks, because as long as I've known you, Scott...
Yeah.
You have worn the same tracksuit, sometimes pants, sometimes shorts, always the tracksuit zip up.
Yeah.
For
right
as
there.
Long as I've known you.
It's right there.
Sometimes it's black, sometimes it's blue.
Well,
I don't know if we'll have time.
The colors are a recent thing. He got one for Christmas.
So when we saw
the cover.
I had
a black one and I had a blue one, but the blue one was so dark it looked black. Yeah.
When we saw the cover of GQ magazine and our Patrick Mahomes outfitted.
Like me.
Like you, we had to do the photo spread side by side. Now, I do want to point out.
Is it up yet?
That there
it
are a couple of notable differences between his tracksuit and yours.
Oh, geez. I'm looking at the pictures right now. They're so bad.
Let me see. There are a couple of differences between your tracksuit and Patrick Mahomes. His tracksuit jacket is $2,500.
Mine was $25.
His pants are $1,200.
Mine were $12.
Now, those were given to him by GQ to be worn for the photo spread.
Wait, if you want to see it, let me give out Sam's Twitter handle. It's at six, the number six, at six FT for feet, at six FT Sam KMBZ.
I'll retweet it. Hang on.
I'm going to retweet it on the KMBZ page too. Oh my word.
It's so bad, but it's so funny. Okay. My God, you made me laugh.
Man, he's got the come hither eyes.
He does. I just sent it to a couple girlfriends and they just replied, OMG.
Mm-hmm. Shouldn't have worn the flip-flops. I think that was a mistake.
Well, we should talk about his shoes. Because are those Yeezys, did you say? I don't even know what those are.
Yeah, so Kanye West has gotten into the shoe business, and he is known for selling ridiculously expensive athletic shoes that you would never wear for sports because you paid so much for them. Well, he got into the shower sandal game, and they look like shower sandals, but they cost you a couple hundred dollars.
Those do look like shower sandals. My son has a pair of those, and I think they were $7 at Walmart. All right, come on, people who word better. All right, I'm putting this out on
you
radio.
You already know the answer. It's me. I word better. I created this look. It's been mine for 15 years. Patrick Mahomes was still pooping in a Huggies when I came up with this look. Just stole it. Right out from underneath me. Oh, because you're big, rich, and famous. Jerk.
The only thing you're missing is the brown socks with the flip-flops. You need some brown socks with your sandals.
Mm-hmm. I mean, notice how I'm exposing my watch just the way he's exposing his watch.
Well, and I also would like to point to the come hither look. I mean, it really is a come hither look.
Mm-hmm. I did the best I could with what I had.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
In all seriousness, I'm going to go buy this GQ magazine. It's a great article. It is glowing about Mahomes' responsibility in the league. It's a serious article. And I know we're goofing on the tracksuit, but it really is a serious article. It's very in-depth. It talks about his role in the NFL.
Guy named Randy responded on Twitter, Parks looks like he's fallen and can't get up. Does he have a first alert button?
That's Randy Bullender, the gentleman with like 19 kids.
Listen to this.
You got 19 kids?
I think it's actually 10.
This is not to suggest that Mahomes didn't capitalize on any of the perks afforded a megastar Super Bowl winner. For instance, the day that the Chiefs paraded their Super Bowl trophy throughout Kansas City, Post Malone happened to be playing in town. What better way to extend the party? Quoting here from Patrick Mahomes, we didn't buy tickets. But once we won the Super Bowl, we were kind of like, can we get tickets? In parentheses, they could.
Well, Patrick, anytime you want to get a little fashion tip, you can just ring me up on my cell phone. Be happy to tell you what else I have in my closet. Because you stole my look, son.
Apparently, they played beer pong with Post Malone.
That'd be cool.
Man, that's pretty funny.
And now he has to get a tattoo of Mahomes, I believe.
Oh, is that it?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Does he have any space left?
He'll find a spot.
Yeah. Tell everybody who we have coming up at 3.
So, you know, there was huge news in Kansas City yesterday.
Huge news.
Regarding the early disgusting, despicable release of, I call him mass murderer, Robert Courtney. And word is he will be released in Leavenworth to a halfway house within the week. Mm. It is 7 years early. Most of the victims found out either online or on the news last night or listening to this program, Scott, and we held off reporting that as long as we could.
Yeah.
The lead plaintiff's attorney, way back when, you remember his name, Michael Ketchmark, I called today and said, look, I know how busy you are. He has been on the phone today with hundreds. He said he stopped counting after 100 of victims' families wanting to know, what can we do to stop this?
Mm-hmm.
And he is going to join us at 3 o'clock to talk about what, if anything, can be done about the very ill-advised decision to let that monster out of prison.
Is there any way to reverse it? Or now that they've basically...
He thinks public pressure is the only thing that might. And he said, I cannot even wrap my head around the decision to let him go. And I'm wondering, Scott, if they just didn't even look. Like, they picked a number and said, we're going to let these people out. They're all categorized as someone who's not likely to reoffend.
I mean, technically, even though it is murder, it's nonviolent in a weird kind of way if you look at it that way.
It is systemic mass murder is what it is.
But he didn't take a hammer to somebody's head or shoot them in the chest. Or, I mean, And so I'm with you, Dane, on that idea. Somebody was just going through the chart like, well, he didn't not murder. He didn't kill anybody. He diluted drug. Well, the dilution of the drugs led to the death, which is in and of itself a murder.
So he said every single family member calling today.
So sorry for that. Crying, angry, but crying
because it has brought up all of the horror of what everybody went through 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And so Michael Ketchmark will join us at 3 o'clock. He will be in the rebroadcast hour at 6 o'clock. And we certainly appreciate his time on this busy day.
Okay. Sam Stevie III is our producer. Dana Wright, I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. Tuesday throwback to the 80s here on Dana and Parks. Story here. I love the headline. I can't read it on the air. It's profane. Oh, you wrote that?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. I thought that was...
It's the one joy. It's the one joy that I get out of putting all of your stories in the stack for us, is making up my own headline.
Oh, I'm sorry that I was on the phone with Sam Stevie from home as we were working out the show. Trying to stay coronavirus free, so forgive me. Garble no more. LinkedIn, the professional networking site, is adding a new feature that will allow users to hear how other members pronounce their own names. The move, coming to LinkedIn's 690 million users, largely responds to people who wanted the company to better prepare them for a first meeting or a call with new contacts. Correct pronunciation is also an important part of creating an inclusive workplace, noted Joseph Akani, a product manager at LinkedIn in the Bay Area, who has worked on the new feature. Everyone, quoting here, everyone, including myself, makes mistakes when pronouncing other people's names. I've encountered this personally with my Nigerian middle name. There is a 99% chance someone won't pronounce it correctly on the first try. For some users, this is a relief. Okay, here we go. Quoting here.
From?
Emma Nabridnige.
You can't even read the story without butchering the names.
Nabridnige. If you don't have an unusual name, you never really know the daily effort involved with having one. Because so few people know how to pronounce her last name, it's Nabridnige. That is not what it looks like. That is not what it looks like. Nabridnige. She frequently finds herself clarifying it to new clients, partly pointing at her kneecap. Nabridnige. Now, Sam, you have a very distinct last name, Sam Stevie.
I do.
Many people would think it is spelled S-T-E-V-I-E.
It like is Stevie not, Wonder, it is not.
It is spelled S-T-U-E-V-E.
Correct.
So we loaded your name into our pronouncer. And what did we get?
Stuve.
Nah.
Swing and a miss.
I know that my phone struggles mightily with Ellen Shank's name.
Yes, it does.
Siri, call Ellen Shank.
Which phone number for Ellen Skank?
Okay.
I think this is a great idea. And if you have one of those names, you know that you get tired of explaining or spelling or coming up with some mnemonic device that you constantly have to tell people.
I say, when you spell it, think of Stew Eve. And then I spell it really slowly, and then people still write it down wrong, and so I spell it even slower the next time,
yep.
And then they get it.
You know the name that is pronounced completely different than anything it looks like? Krzyzewski.
Yeah, K... R-Y.
Here, I'll look it up. Because
K-R-Y.
That doesn't spell Krzyzewski.
Krzyzewski. Yeah.
You know, the coach at Duke.
That's why they call him Coach K.
Duke basketball coach.
It's K-R-Y something.
I know. You're absolutely right. You want to keep trying?
Well, I've seen it 1,000 times in print.
Okay, try. Go.
K-R-Y.
No.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. I'm looking at it right now, Dana.
K-Y-R?
No, you're missing a letter before the Y.
K-R-E-Y?
K-R-Z.
Z-Y. K-R-Z-Y-S?
Z.
Z-E?
Yes.
And then I don't know.
W-S-K-I. If you were pronounced it...
Looks like Kurlewski.
If you were pronounced it phonetically, it's Kurzy-Zewski.
Yeah, but if you're waiting on Mike Krzyzewski at Starbucks or a restaurant, you should know who that is and
well,
how to say his name.
But can you imagine when this kid was in sixth grade?
No. God bless him.
Mike Kurzy-Zewski? Do you mean Krzyzewski?
Do you know every single time I say Ketz? Ketz with an E. Ketz with an E. Ketz with an E. Cats with an A. Ketz with an E. K-E. E is an elephant. Cats, it always comes out K-A-T-Z. People default to K-A-T-Z, and I don't know why.
Hmm. Interesting. 576-7798. You got one?
But when you look at that, you know how to pronounce it. That's different than Krzyzewski. When you look at that, you have no idea.
Oh. I don't even know how they came up with Krzyzewski. Out of that, there's no sh in the middle. There's no second.
No, but that's like Ted Kaczynski. What is the origin of that name?
Krzyzewski?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yes, you do. Think about it.
It's probably Polish.
That's my guess.
Definitely Eastern European.
Ted Kaczynski is the same way, but at least Kaczynski, I think, is K-A-C. You're at least in the ballpark of how to say it. But it's got some Z's and some Y's in there.
It's a Polish name.
It ain't French.
No, it's definitely not French.
576-7798. Sam Stevie the Third, Dana Wright. I am Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Say my name, no one is around you. Say, baby, I love you if you ain't running games. Say my name, you acting kind of shady. Ain't calling me baby, why the sudden change? Say my name, if no one is
from
around you. Say, baby, I love you if you ain't running games.
You forget the rules?
Plus 17 years, I'm sorry.
He's been busy.
I have, clicking on my Twitter notifications.
See, you're all pumped up because you got like 19 new followers after you posted salacious pictures of me trying to look like Patrick. Oh, wait, Patrick Mahomes was trying to look like me.
Thank you.
It won't happen again, sir. I sincerely apologize.
Am I the only one that didn't know you could spend $2,500 on a tracksuit top? Like, I didn't even know that existed.
Those are like $400 flip-flops. Why are we focusing on the top here?
Yeah, no kidding.
The watch, I understand. Watches can be very expensive. But the tracksuit top?
Does Mike get up annoy you?
No, not at all. It's so you that if you walked in wearing anything else, I would be...
The day he walked in with the trench coat on. We all lost
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I was like, what are you doing?
I thought he was selling watches.
Well, it was
homeless.
Cold. Well, but I had
like
my
homeless watch
I had
salesman.
My regular get up underneath the trench coat.
Please.
I mean...
Please.
Don't leave home without it. Are you kidding? Give me a break. You know... This is a true story, and then we'll get to the calls. By the way, if you have a weird name or not a weird, sorry, hard to pronounce name. I didn't mean to call it weird. Sorry. 576-7798, because LinkedIn is now going to start putting pronouncers on your name so that if somebody, you know, swipes right on you on LinkedIn or I don't know how it works, it'll say, you know, it's Sam Stevie, not Sam Stuve, which is how it looks.
It'll say it.
Yeah.
Someone just wrote in on the text line, my sister's name is spelled McCahey. It looks like McConaughey, but it's pronounced McCoy.
Hmm.
Here's a question I have. If your name is pronounced McCoy, but it's spelled McCahey,
why don't you just
at some point, do you just change it to McCoy?
Well, you remember years ago, and I remember we talked about this. There was a young student at Shawnee Mission North, and she had... Don't get mad at me.
No, this was her words.
What would be considered an ethnic name,
yeah,
if you will. And I've never understood the ethnic name because these are not names that people go by in Africa. These are just names that you've put together. But for her graduation gift,
she wanted
her mom to pay
the legal fees for her to get her name changed to a more recognizable name.
Yes. She went to like Danielle. I mean, it was a very plain name. And her mom was upset. Do you remember she said, my mom was upset she gave me that name, but she said, when I go out into the workforce, I know my resume goes to the bottom. Mm-hmm. She felt like it negatively impacted her chance at landing a good job
right
out of the gate because of horrible stereotypes and assumptions people made about her name.
And I don't remember her real name, but and I don't remember the name she changed. I want to say it started with an S, both of them. But to follow up on your Danielle, her name was like Danica or something like that, and she got it changed to a more traditional name. And for that very reason, when she walked in to hand in a resume, she didn't want it going to the bottom because of her birth name. Remember when you changed your middle name? Your mom, we called your mom on the air, and she done near lost it.
I gave you that name. I don't want four names. I don't want to be that girl.
What was your middle name? Was it Marie?
Leanne.
Leanne, that's right.
Dana Leanne. The only time I ever heard it in my whole life was when I was in trouble. Dana Leanne.
And then you changed your
name. Mom, I don't have good feelings about that.
But remember when we called your mom and said she changed her name to Dana Wright Ketz?
She goes, oh, I.
She was heartbroken.
I gave you that name.
She was mad.
I know.
Okay, see, you guys calling with these weird names, man.
No, it's Jovita.
Is your name Jovita?
It's Jovita.
Okay. I knew it. It's Jovita. Hi.
Hi. I have been Jovita. I have been Hovita.
Oh, man.
And I have, and my last name is Kleinman, but it's spelled K-L-E-I, unlike the football coach who spells his K-L-I-E. So I've been Kleeman, and Ho, but the Hovita was.
But wait, you pronounce it Kleiman?
We pronounce it Kleiman.
Then it's a German name.
It's a German name, yes. And then the first name is Italian. My mother was Italian.
And then did she just like the name? Did she?
Well, that was it's kind of a combination. My grandmother was Josephine, and my aunt who helped raise my mother was Vita. So it was Jovita. And Vita, like V's restaurant, her name is Vita.
Okay.
So it's not unusual if you're common, but the Jovita came from a worker who said, well, J-O-S-E is Jose, and so mine's got to be Jovita. But she used to call Jose Josie, so it was like, I couldn't, you know, after I corrected her for that, I couldn't very well ask her for something else. But no, it's kind of like, you know, they spell it J-O-E, and they do all kinds of butchering to it. But you just learn to kind of go, everybody looks around for who's a Jovita.
I know. All right, well, Jovita, be
well. Well, if I ever see you in person, Jovita, I will call you Jovita.
My wife's maiden name is spelled V-I-R-U-S, virus.
V-I-R-U-S?
But we pronounced it virus.
Oy.
Let's go to Sean in Lenexa. Hello, Sean.
Hi, Sean. Hello? Go ahead. Hi.
Hello?
Hi, go ahead.
Thought I was here?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Dana. My last name is H-E-D-E-N-S-K-O-G.
Hedenskog?
Oh, you did. You got it right.
Boom.
Most people mess it up.
What do most people call it?
Dog or Hagen-Dog or
Hagen-Dazs?
Hagen-Dazs. My head is clogged.
Groundhog.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So the beautiful thing about having a last name like that, though, is you know exactly when somebody's calling you, you don't know them. So.
Oh, yeah. I get that all the time. They'll go, is Dana there? And I'm like, nope, click.
I'm sorry. She's not available right now. Can I take a message?
But Sean, the bad, I'll just tell you this as a reporter for many years, the bad thing about having a name like yours is when the blank hits the fan, if it's someone in your family, it's probably someone in your family, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely. When I was growing up, I only thought there were only two others, my dad, my uncle, with that name. When the internet came around, I'm like, wow, all these other people from Sweden actually have my last name. So I thought it was pretty cool. Yeah.
Be well, brother.
All right. Thanks so much, Scott.
Take it easy. All right. You too.
Oh, God.
What'd you got?
One of our listeners photoshopped your photo onto the Sprint Center.
Oh, my God. I'm going to regret this day. I truly will.
Oh, God.
Will you retweet that? Scotty in St. Joe. Hello, Scotty.
What are you doing, guys?
What's up, man?
Hey, Dana.
Yes.
Real quick, before I mention the name, spell the name for you, the guy you got on your interview homepage, you know, where you do your interviews?
Yes.
He's one good-looking guy, isn't he?
One good-looking guy where I do my interviews. Yes. He's yes.
In the basement of...
Was that your dad?
That's my dad.
I love him.
You did a great job with him. He loved it. So,
thank you so much.
What was
okay,
this?
Here,
one of those
here you go. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of my wife's family, HUNNINGHAKE.
I got it.
Okay.
Hunting hockey.
Heaney hockey? Oh, they're a bunch of crazy Germans.
Heaney hockey. How you pronounce it?
Heaney hockey.
That's how they pronounce it, Heaney hockey.
Oh. So,
and she's probably listening right now, and she's probably going to kick my you-know-what when I get home. So have a good day, guys.
I love Heaney hockey. Okay, that does not look like Heaney hockey.
Mm-mm. It's like hunting hockey. Let's go to Casey in Olathe. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Doing well, man.
So my name is Casey, and anytime I go anywhere and put my name in for food or anything like that, I'd say 9 times out of 10, it's C-A-S-E-Y. So a lot of times when I write my name on stuff, I just put a K and a C, so that doesn't happen.
What do you get called?
I get called Cassie.
Cassie?
Cassie? As a man?
No, Cassie.
Oh.
C-A-S-I-E. But it's usually when I put a to-go order in, and like especially now with COVID, we're doing a lot of to-go food.
Yeah.
And I'll go in, and they'll call a name out, and they'll always say Cassie. They won't say Casey.
Huh.
And then I've also got a daughter. Her name's Maeve. She's 1 year old.
I love the name Maeve.
Thank you. It's Irish. So we named her Maeve when we were trying to figure out how to spell it, because there's obviously with the Gaelic, there's way weird ways to spell it. So we went with M-A-E-V-E.
Mauve.
And we're like, there's no way anybody can mess this up. Like, this is pretty straightforward. We asked friends about it. We're like, all right, yeah, we're going to go with this.
Yeah.
We go to the doctor's office, so they see her, especially during the first year, they see a baby alive. And almost every time that we would go in, they'd mispronounce her name. They'd say Mauve or Maeve or Maeve.
Oh.
Like, I think they said her name right one time.
But do you know what, Casey? I think that's going to change as she gets older, because one of my best friends named her beautiful daughter Maeve, and it's coming back. And so I think as more people see it, you'll have less of an issue with it.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of hoping to. But it's a perfect name. It fits her well.
I mean, Casey, I have a Willem, so I get it.
Yeah.
Hang on. We're putting your daughter's name into the pronouncer.
Do it.
Stand by.
Okay.
All right.
Hang on just a second here, Casey. Cassie.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You sound like a big guy. I wouldn't call you Cassie.
I'm 6'1".
Maeve. Yeah, I got it.
Maeve.
It's a Maeve.
Okay, you pronounced it right.
So the computer did it right. That's surprising, actually. Am I allowed to say last names on here?
Sure, if it's a weird last name.
If it's your last name.
Okay. My last name is Drinkard, spelled D-R-I-N-K, like a drink, and then A-R-D.
Drinkard?
Drinkard.
Oh, you didn't get hazed in college, did you?
One letter away from drunkard.
Oh God, it was horrible. it was a tough one to live up to.
Oh,
but that should have been my last name.
Were you the beer pong champion?
I actually still am. I just turned 35, and I'm still pretty good at it.
Good.
Good for you.
Good, you drunkard.
But, that was my softball jersey name. My dad didn't like that too much. But No, that gets pronounced drink hard.
Oh, dear.
Drink hard.
So, yeah, I always know when it's a someone calling trying to sell me something or it's like a robocall because they'll ask for Cassie drink hard. I'm like, oh, you have the wrong number.
Cassie drink hard.
Thanks for the laughs, man.
Yeah, have a good one, guys.
You will. All right. Sam Stevie the Third, Dana Wright, I'm Scott Parks. When we get back after 3 o'clock, an attorney who was involved in representing the families of Robert Courtney's victims, who we announced yesterday is being let out of jail, check that, prison, 7 years early. Is there anything that can be done to reverse this decision? We'll get with him, that attorney, right after 3 o'clock on Dana and Parks.
If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call me, you can call me out. Call me out.
All right, gang. Sam Stuve, Dana, I write. And my name's pretty simple. It's Scott Parks. Pronounce the way it looks. From NBC, the majority of the football world got its first glimpse of a new mouth shield today, yesterday, developed by Oakley. Yes, the sunglasses company. The shield was designed to help protect players from the COVID-19 pandemic while they are on the field. According to ESPN, there is currently no mandate for players to wear the protective shield. However, the NFL's medical experts are advocating its use. The shields have already been distributed to the Los Angeles Rams and the Los Angeles Chargers for feedback. The report from ESPN mentions the two biggest concerns about the shield so far are visibility, and here's a big one, breathability.
Yeah. That's a big one.
Mm-hmm. Most importantly, the NFL's engineering committee, Dr. Jeff Crandell, told ESPN the shields prevent direct transmission of droplets from players' mouths. But, Sam, you looked at the picture that I sent you.
These things are full of holes. So while you're not going to be getting the full plume of droplets,
wait,
you're still going to get it.
Like a colander, they're full of holes?
I would say bigger holes than a colander. Not quite as many, but definitely bigger holes. Kind of defeating the purpose of having them there in the first place.
Those are not holes. Those are...
Let me see.
Okay, so like when you screw a screw in on a switch plate, there's like an oval-shaped cutout.
Can I see the picture?
Yeah, it's oval. Those aren't like little pokey holes. Those are...
COVID's going to run right through that like a running back.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well,
it's not very good defense.
Okay.
How many weeks do you give the NFL before they have shutdown?
Do you think they even get started?
Did you hear today? I was watching ESPN. The NFL wants 2 preseason games per team before they even begin the season. No and no. If I'm Patrick Mahomes, I'm not exposing myself to COVID for a game that doesn't count. Negative. I'm Patrick Mahomes. I dress like Scott Parks.
I'm still trying to figure out. This is Oakley. They know what they're doing. There has to be a reason they designed it this way.
Yeah, so they don't die.
Well,
I was going to say, if there aren't any holes, they're going to be overheating and passing out.
It says clear plastic with slits or holes in it that block any direct path of a droplet, but do promote airflow.
Well, the players are complaining they can't breathe, which basically means they're sucking in their own carbon dioxide.
Which is not how the body was built.
Thank you, Sam.
Yeah, you're supposed to breathe in the oxygen.
Yeah, we got it.
And then out the...
Right.
Thank you, biology teacher.
You're welcome.
What the hell?
Thank you, Bill Nye, the science guy.
What the hell is going on in your brain, man? Good Lord.
Okay.
Crazy.
Huh.
Just nuts. All right. When we get back, we will speak with a lawyer who was intimately involved. The lawyer who was intimately involved in representing many of the victims of Robert Courtney, who is going to be released from prison in a handful of days. Michael Ketchmark.
It broke my heart today, Scott. I got an email from a listener who said, I'm calling my attorney right now to see what we can do to fight this, because she was under the impression that it hadn't happened yet.
Well,
that there was something to do to stop this.
There was an end around. We'll find out in a minute. Michael Ketchmark, local attorney, joins us here shortly here on Dana and Parks. Stick around for that.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.